coming in hot is business news. Ko Taku Hua e nai nei, ko Nona Pautier. She is in the studio. Let's start with manufacturing, Nona. Activity picked up in the sector last month, but it's still in contraction. So what are the numbers telling us?
Yeah, we're talking 14 months in a row of contraction, and new orders were particularly so. Although other parts of the sectors were doing better, we had more production and more employment, but new orders down quite a lot. And so that's not a good sign for the economy. We're going to have more on this on Monday when we have the Performance of Services Index.
The Warehouse. Now, it's the latest big retailer to report big falls in sales and profits. Yeah. Now, this is really interesting. What is it saying?
Well, these are the third quarter numbers. So they're saying that basically group sales down 9% and the year to date, so the first 9 months, 6% lower. It's really every brand. So it's No Leeming, Red Shed, stationery stores. They also have not found a buyer for their market. So they're going to just turn it off at the end of June. They're going to keep the back office, though. They're going to use it to run their existing online site, The Warehouse, and also keep some of the third-party customers happy. So, look, the market was happy with that, believe it or not. 2.4% up on the share market today.
And what about grocery? Because they were sort of pumping along with their grocery.
Well, they didn't
They
didn't talk to us about grocery today, and they didn't talk to us at all. They just sent out a statement. So, sorry, that's all I have.
That's interesting. Okay, let's do a whip around the market numbers, please, Noah.
Okay, so the top 50 index helped along there by The Warehouse at rose nearly 9 points. Yeah, not much, but still in the positive side, 11,755. Kiwi trading at 60.2 US cents. 91.98 Australian. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And 48.1 British pence.
48.1.
It is.
Breached the 48 mark.
Yes, that's right. 48.1.
Thank you, Nona Paltier with Business News there.